Kerbosa, good vach, good moed. Hope all is well. Today's daf is Sota daf Yud. And we are here in the middle of the Agadatas about Shimshon at the bottom of Tes Amabez, Vuyachel of Shil, last line of the daf. And basically, again, just in the middle of all the Agadatas about what's going on with Shimshon. We'll do that for a little bit longer, then we'll go to some other Agadatas until we finally hit, I think, a Mishnah on Yudim and Beis. We'll get into another Mishnah. There's another Mishnah somewhere. I can't spot it right now, but there's another Mishnah, I think, somewhere on Daf Yud. All right, either way, even if there isn't, then I'm just making it up. let's get into it. V'yachal lo shi'az Yisrael, right? Shimshon will begin to start saving Am Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Baruch Hanina. Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Huchal Shu'osan Shel Avimelech. Basically, the Gemara explains that, you know, Avram and Avimelech had made a neder, basically a shvua, that neither's descendants would go harm anyone else's. Not anyone else's, but Avimelech's descendants would not harm Avram, and Avram's descendants would not harm Avimelech, and Avimelech's descendants would be the Plishtim when it started messing with Am Yisrael. So basically, the Shavua had been Huchal, had been, as Rashi says over here, the first word, Batla. Right, it had been Batla, and Dechtiv, as Pesach says, Shaker Li, Li, Ulinini, Ulinechdi. Right, that's the Lashon of the Shavua. So basically, since, you know, the Plishtim started, so Shimshon was allowed to go fight them as well. Vaydal Hanar Vayevarcheu Hashem B'mer Baruch Hu. What did Hakadosh Baruch Hu bless Shimshon with? So very, again, interesting. As we said yesterday, you know, Shimshon is a tremendous tzaddik, and we're going to talk about, you know, what his shita was, that he had to go, for whatever reason, marry Plishti women to get close to the Plishtim and, you know, create some sort of subtext in order for him to attack them, etc. So the Gemara here says, Rav says, a sheberchu ba'amasa, right, that he was blessed with his male member, with his male aver, right, she'amasa kivnei adam v'zera kanachal shotev, right, that he had his zera apparently was like a rushing river or whatever, like a river that was flowing. Okay, beside it, Kosh Baruch Hu blessed him, and for whatever reason he needed that to be successful. V'akar shimshon el Hashem v'yomer Hashem elokim zechreinina v'chazkenina achapam hazeh. Right, when Shimshon was captured, or Shimshon davened and said, "Please give me the strength again, right, and let me get vengeance and revenge for one of my two eyes," which they took out of his two eyes. Right, again, that's a very odd phrase, but I mean, he wanted at least a little bit of vengeance. He said, "Hashem, zocher li esrim, u'shtayim," which probably should be just esrim. Yeah, takes it out. Yeah, okay, fine. Shana Shefati Es Yisrael. Remember the 20 years I judged Am Yisrael. V'lo amarti le'echad mehem ha'ever li makel mimakom mimakom. I didn't say to anybody, right, do me a favor, move my staff from one place to the next. That was the schar he was asking. That was the merit that he was asking. That was the schusim he was asking Kosh Baruch to remember. V'yelech Shimshon v'alakoh shalosh me'al shu'olim. Right, that's, again, this is, we're jumping around in Shimshon's life, right? Before, right, this is, we said, that at the end when he was doubting for the schus, this is already earlier, right, when he took the foxes, right, he lit the fire with their tails, when he burned down all the crops. Maishna Shulim, why did he choose a fox? So Amar Rabbi Ivo Bar Nagdi, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Omar Shimshon, Yavo Misha Choser Lachorav, Vifram and Plishtim Shechaz Rubishu Osan. Let an animal that goes backwards, meaning when a fox runs away, it kind of walks backwards. And it should pay back the Plishtim, right, who went back on the shvua that Avimelech gave Avram. Tani went on the Brisa, Amar Rabbi Shimon Achazid, being safe of Shal Shemon Shishim Amo Haya, right? But it doesn't mean he was literally 60 amos across, right? That would look more like Kronk, Maven Yovin. But he basically, he could carry 60 amos worth of stuff. Shneim, as the Pazik says, Veshkav Shimshon Ad Chatzi Alayla, Vayakam Chatzi Alayla, Vayachos Bedlasos, Shara Ir, Vishte Hamezuzos, Vayisayim, Im Habriach, Vayasim Aksefav, where he carried the gates of the city. And it was the gates to Gaza, the gates to Gaza, and they were 60 amos long. So again, he was able to, right, basically the Plishtim were kind of waiting, right, to attack him, and he was kind of like to carry the gates, and so that there were no gates right? So that they could kind of wait outside of him, and kind of they, obviously he wanted to, you know, freak them out. Vahit tochen bein ha'asurim, he was in jail and he was grinding in jail. Am Rabbi Yochanan intchina elashon avera. That's a reference to not of Azara, but Arayos. V'chein hu omer titchan l'achar ishti, as the pasuk says, titchan l'achar nishi. That's a pasuk in Eov, okay. Ma'amish kol echad v'echad hevi yisishto l'veis ha'asurim, k'deshiz Abraham enu. The guy and the Rishayim, right, brought their, crazy to think, right, they brought their wives to Shimshon, that they should be able to have children with him. But the pasha says that, like Rabbi Yochanan, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, who used to sit outside the mikvah, right, when the women would leave, and that they would see his beauty, and they would be able to have beautiful children. It's the same idea. I mean, they didn't actually bring the wives to be with Shimshon so they could have strong kids. I mean, that they should see this, you know, almost like he was in a zoo. They should see this man, right, and then they should have you know, strong children by thinking about his strength or whatever it was. Amra Papa Haina Dami Inchi Kame Deshasi Chamra Chamra Kame Rafoka Gridai Duvla. Meaning, for someone who drinks wine, give him wine. For someone who tends to a garden, so give him some vegetables. Again, that's as Shimshon had done that in order to get close to the Plishtim, so that's kind of like how he was used when he was in jail there. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan kol mizana ishto mizana nesalav. Again, similarly, someone who is mizana, if a man is unfaithful, so the wife is unfaithful as well, and probably vice versa. Shneim as the pasuk says, v'im nifta libi al isha v'al pesach rei, probably aravti. Uksiv, the pasuk says, titchan l'achar ishti l'alea yichrun acherin. V'ayna dem inshi ihu bekariv itza bebutzini. Right, that the people say that people, right, he has these gourds and his wife also has smaller gourds, meaning that the people are the same, right, cut of the same cloth, right? If a person, if the husband is unfaithful, so the wife eventually will be unfaithful as well. Shimshon judged Bnei Yisrael like Kosh Baruch Hu. Right, and Pasha says that he was helpful, right, in helping Am Yisrael, right, being told his chusim, etc. From Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon al Shmo Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Nikra. Shimshon was called based on Hashem's name. Shneamar ki Shemesh Umagen Hashem Elokim. Shemesh Umagen, right? Shimshon is basically Shemesh. Shimshon Ela Me'ata Lo Yimcha. But if you tell me that that's true, so we shouldn't erase, maybe the name Shimshon, right? Just like the name Yikevavke, right? Shouldn't erase it. So maybe the name Shimshon shouldn't be erased. Right, so, no, so it doesn't mean it's mamish the name of Kosh Baruch Hu. It's like one of the names of Hashem. I mean, like, for example, the name Yehuda, right? The name Yehuda is Hashem's name with a dalet in it. It's not, but we don't, nobody says that you can't erase the name Yehuda. It's the same thing with Shimshon, right? It's like Hashem's name. Ma Kosh Baruch Hu, Magen Al Kol Olam Kulo. Av Shimshon Magen Bedorosh Al Yisrael. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the entire world, so Shimshon at that time, right, protected Am Yisrael. Ben Rabbi Yochanan, Bilam Chige Baraglav Achasaya, Shemar Vayelach Shefi. Bilam was lame, right? He had lame in one leg. Shimshon Chige Bishtei Raglav Haya. Fascinating that we never think about this, but Shimshon, the Gemara says, also had some sort of limp, right, in both of his legs. He didn't walk straight, which makes obviously his feats of strength all the more impressive. Shemar, as Pazuk says, Shevifon Ale Orach. Right, Shevifon is double of Shefi. Right? If Shefi Vayelach Shefi means he's limping on a leg, so Shevifon is both. Tanur Rabbanu Lan D'Rabbeisa. Chamisha Nivro Me'ein Dugma Shel Ma'ala V'Kulan Lako Bahen. Five people had some sort of comparison, something that they were, you know, blessed with, similar to Akash Baruch Hu. And if you look at that's not Rashi. Is there a Rashi there? Yeah. Mishtan, if you look at Lashon of Rashi, Rashi de Rameskal Me'in Dugma, right? It's a little bit, it's closer to the top. It says, Nishtanu min hatachtonim l'tiferes, meaning there was one of the greatest of the humans who had the following things, and they ended up always getting messed over by them, right? They always get stricken by Laku, they get lashed, they got punished, or they got messed over through those gifts themselves. Shimshon Bakocho, or Shimshon with the strength. Shol B'Tzavaro, Shol with his neck. Right, he was very tall, and apparently, right, a little bit stubborn, right, when he was unable to fulfill the word of Akash Baruch Hu, when Shmuel told him to wipe out all of Amalek, ready to left Agag alive. Of Shalom Bisaro, with which we talked about yesterday. Tzidkiyahu be'enav v'nasa baraglov. Right, Tzidkiyahu with his eyes and Asa with his legs. Okay, fine. Beseder, right, again, just Tzidkiyahu obviously was right, Melch Yudah, and then Asa was a one of the descendants of Shlomo. I forget exactly which king he was, which grandson, great grandson, double, triple great grandson. I don't remember exactly. Shimshon Bakocho, the Pazik says, Vayasar Kocho Me'alov. Right, obviously, Shimshon lost his strength for a moment, and that doomed him. Shaul B'Tzavar, Shaul above his neck, the Chtiv, Vayikach, Shaul Zechariah, Vayipol Lov, Shaul fell on his sword. We usually think of falling on your sword right through the with the chest, but the, here the Gemara seems to imply that it was through the neck. Av Shalom B'Saro, Kedibin Ramel Kaman. The Avshalom, as we will explain, didn't we do that yesterday? I don't remember. It's all a blur. it's all coming together. These dapim. Tzikio be'enov. Tzikio with his eyes. The chtiv is ene tzikio. He very ready became blind. When Tzikio was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, he blinded him. And also Baraglov, and also by his legs. The pasuk says Rak le'is ziknaso. Chola esraglov, he already became sick on his leg. He became old. Pedagra, which is some sort of right, obviously some sort of illness that affects a person's legs. Amalei marzutra bereder of Nachman, letter of Nachman. Heichidami pedagra, what is this illness? What is this disease? Amalei b'machat basrechai, very very painful. Feels like there's a needle going into someone's skin and flesh. Right. How did he know? So, some people said that he himself had this illness. Rachman al Tzlan. Some people say Rabbi Shmuley, right, or from his father, from his teacher, or from his rabbi. Right. Some people say, again, we've quoted a couple times already in the last month or so. So da Shem liriyav uvriso lahodiyah. Right. Kosh Baruch Hu gives the secrets to those who have Yiras Shemayim. Darash Rava mipnei man nenish Asa. Why was Asa punished? Says Rava. Mipnei Asa anagria b'talmidei chachamim, because he made the talmidei chachamim his bidding, do his work, do his service. He put them to work. Shnemaz Pazik says Vamelech Asa Yishmeas Kol Yehuda Ein Naki. Right, Asa got everybody gathered all of Yehuda. No one was free. Right, again, that they were basically in a siege. And Asa called all the people to kind of help out with the siege, and he didn't pause the Talmidei Chacham. So my Ein Naki, why what does it mean that no one was clean, no one was potter from this avoda, from the service? So Rav Yehuda Marav, afilu chasam mechadru v'kal mechaposo, right? Even a bride and groom, right? And even the Talmidei Chachamim, right? Everybody was taken. Okay, fine. Commentary on modern day events. Ksiv the pasuk says Vayered Shimshon Timnasa, back to Shimshon. Shimshon went down to Timna. Ksiv Hine Chamich Ole Timnasa, and Timna again. That pasuk, the second pasuk over there, right? The first pasuk is by Shimshon. The second pasuk is by Yehuda. Yehuda went down to Tamar, right? And he found it, right? Yehuda heard that his father in law was going to Timna, right? And that Tamar was going with him. That was the beginning of the Tamar story, I think. I don't know, maybe the ghost, so no. Maybe that's what Tamar heard. Yeah, I'm sorry, that Tamar heard it. Tamar heard that Yehuda was going down to shear sheep, okay, and then she dressed up like we're going to talk about that for a little bit today. She dressed up like a prostitute, right, and seduced him, etc. I'm Rabbi Elazar Shimshon Shiniz Ganeba Ksiv Be'Yerida. Right, Yehuda. Anyway, so the kasha is right. Was again, it says on the one hand, Shimshon vayered Timnasa. He went down to Timna, and then it says that Tamar heard that Yehuda was going up to Timna. So the shaila was: where is Timna? Is it on the mountain or in a valley? Like, is it, do you have to go up? Or do you have to go down? Right. Sometimes we joke in Yerushalayim that in order to go up, you have to go up. Right. In Yerushalayim, somehow there's always you're going up a hill and doesn't feel like you're going down. But where was Timna? So Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Elazar says that Shimshon, it's not actually a talking about the physical place, but Shimshon Shin is Ganeba, who was obviously was a Ganai, right? Shimshon was going down to Timna, right? That started his downward spiral. So Ksiv Be Yerida, so it says going down. Yehuda Shin is Alaba. Yehuda was raised up, right? Eventually, right? He would have the Mashiach through Tamar. So Nis Alaba, so Ksiv Be Aliyah, right? So therefore, it's written by going up. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar, Shtei Timnas, right, very simply. There were two Timnas. Okay, it wasn't the same place. Chadabi Yerida, Chadabi Aliyah, one was in a valley and one was on a mountain. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Chadab Timnah Mahavai, really there was only one Timnah. But it wasn't on a mountain, it wasn't in a valley, it was in the middle, it was on the way up. It was in the middle of a mountain. So if you came from the valley, you had to go up. If you came from the top of the mountain, you had to go down. Okay, fine. Kigon Vardana, Ube Bari, Vishuka Dinarish, and he gives examples of these other similar places, right, that that were in the middle, right, of a mountain, and depended on which right, direction you came from. Okay. Vatesha Pesach HaYinayim, let's talk about Yuda and Tamar. So she sat on Pesach HaYinayim, which means the intersection of the roads. Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Melamed Shehalcha V'Yashua Lo B'Pisgah Shel Avram Avinu. She sat at the gates of where Avram Mishta pitches tent. Makom Shekol Yinayim Sofos L'Roso, right, a place where everybody would like to look for. Right, they obviously when you're traveling in the desert, you look to see an inn, an oasis. Right, so everybody looked for Avram's tent. Avchanan Amar Rav says that Makom Shehu Sheshmo Yinayim. No, actually, the place was Yinayim. That's what it was called. It was called Yinayim. V'Chinu Omer Tabuch V'Yinam. Reinayim, right? It says that that's the name of places. Okay, so that's where she was. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Achmeni Omer, Shenosna Inayim Litvarea Kishatova, that she gave eyes to her words, right? When she wanted her, I mean, she was able to kind of like convince Yehuda to be with her. Amala, right, he said to her, Shema Nachasat. Yehuda said, well, maybe you're a guy. So Amalei Giorasani, she said, no, I converted. Shema Ishizizjad, maybe you're married. Amalei Pnuyaani, no, she said, I'm not married. Shema Kibol Bachavich Kiddushin, maybe your father accepted Kiddushin for her, right? We'll do that in a couple of months, right? Misakos Kiddushin, maybe your father accepted Kiddushin for you. So Amalei Yisomani, she said, no, my father's dead. No, it couldn't happen. Shema Tameat, Yehuda said, maybe you're Anida. So Amalei, she said to him, nope, Tohorani, I went to the mikvah. Okay. Vayita Ishal Bever Sheva. Again, now that we mention Avram, so let's just talk about him a little bit. What do you mean his tent? Pasuk says that he planted an Ishal in Be'er Sheva, right, seemingly referring to his tent. Right, that Avram planted an orchard with all these different types of fruits. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chadam or Pardes, Chadam or Pundak. Right, one of them says it was an orchard, and one of them says it was a motel, right, kind of like a place where people could stay, a tavern or an inn or whatever, right, on the road. Bishlam the Madaber Pardes Hanidichti Vayita. So the Gemara just says, I understand. The Pasuk says Vayita, he planted, right, Vayita Eshel. He planted an Eshel. What is it? So if you tell me that means an orchard, so great. That's why it says he planted it. El Madaber Pundak. But if you tell me that it was some sort of motel, so my Vayita, what do you mean he planted a motel? So Gemara says Diktiv Vayita Ale Apando, right, that he actually. You do have a similar lashon that someone kind of literally means to pitch their tent, right? That they plant their tent, right, in Apando, right near the palace. Okay, fine. Vayikra Hashem b'shem Hashem akel v'olam. That's where Avram right, called in the name of Hashem. Amar l'shlokesh al tikri vayikra ela vayakri. Right, don't say vayikra ela vayakri. A lot of pretty well known, pretty famous agaditas on this daf. Yeah, just looking ahead, I don't really see a Mishnah. Okay, I'm not sure what I was thinking. Okay, anyway, but so that really Avram, not that he called it Shem Hashem Kel Olam, but he caused people to say Shem Hashem Kel Olam. In other words, Melamed Shehikri Avram Avinu L'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Pekol over Vishav. Right, he called the people traveling by to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketzad, how so? Found in all the kids' books about Avram Avinu, right? The Acha Sha'achlu V'Shalzu, right? After the people ate from his food, right? Amdu Baruchu, right? They got up and they gave not Baruchu Hashem, but they gave Avram a blessing. They said, "Thank you so much for your hospitality, right? Bless you, God bless you." So Amar Lahem, so Avram said, "V'chim Mishaliyah Chaltem, it wasn't my food. Mishal, okay, Olam Achaltem, you ate Hashem's food. Hodu V'Shabchu Baruchu L'Mish Amar V'Hay Olam." Right, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Really give the bracha to Hashem, right? Who created the world, and that's how we spread the names, the name of Hashem, and spread God's, you know, goodwill throughout the world. The Gemara goes back to Yehuda and Tamar. So Yehuda thought that she was a prostitute because she covered her face. The Gemara asks again, and Rashi quotes this on the spot. Mishum because she covered her face, he thought that she was a prostitute. That doesn't make sense, right? Obviously, that's not what prostitutes do. Amar Rabbi Elazar, she kissed up and beis chamer. No, it's because he didn't recognize her, because she always had her face covered in her father-in-law's house when she was married to Aaron Onan, which was Yehuda's sons. Right, so he didn't know who she was. He didn't recognize her. So that's why, right, she thought he didn't recognize her now. So then he saw that she was a prostitute at this moment in time because she didn't know who she was. Right, any daughter-in-law who's tzanua in her father-in-law's house will have kings and neviim and prophets come from her. Minol and mitamar. How do you know from Tamar? Neviim dechliv. Navi, which is Chazon, is Yael ben Amotz. And Amotz was, we'll see in a second, we'll see, was from but was, we'll see, Yishayel was from Yehuda. And Melachim Yidavid, right, Melachim, obviously David, right, came from Tamar. Vam Rabbi Levi, David Zemesheres B'yadenu Mi'avosenu, Amotz V'Amatzia, Achim Avil. Amatzia was one of the kings of Yehuda, or descended from David. And then Amotz, right, Yishayo ben Amotz, right, Yishayo, right, his father's name was Amotz, Amotz and Amatzia were brothers, so you see that Yishayo, who's a Navi, right, and Amatzia, which is a king, right, was, and obviously David, etc., was, were descended from Yehuda and Tamar. He mutzeis, right, she was taking out, this is already, fast forward a little bit, right, when she, Yehuda was told that she was, that Tamar became pregnant, so he took her out to be burned, as the halacha dictates for a bas kohen. Again, that's a whole dino over there. We're not going to talk about so much right now. But basically, she was taking out to be killed. Right? He mitutes miboyle. Should say, I mean, mutes is weird. Mutes is a lashon of like she was found. Mitutes is probably more, not that I know the Hebrew or the grammar, but mitutes is the lashon of she was being taken out. Right, so why does it say he mutes, that she was found? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, lacha shenimsu simaneh basamal v'richakon and bagavriel v'kirvan. Right, that after the simaneh, right, the simaneh, what happened? Right, Yehuda gave her, right, his staff and his seal or something as payment, as an erevon, as a collateral until he would send payment. And then he sent payment with one of his servants in the form of a goat, and they couldn't find her. They asked, where's the prostitute? They said, I don't know what you're talking about. There was no prostitute over here. So he said, let her keep the stuff. Now, that's the only way that she was able to prove that she was pregnant through him. And it says the Gemara over here that Samael, which is the angel of, I think, Esav, right, or Edom, right, he came and took these away because obviously David, you know, was going to come from this union, right, and that angel was looking out for his nation. So he took those items, got rid of them, and Gavriel came and brought them back. That's why it says Mutzeis, that they found, right, those items that she could prove, right, her innocence. I know the thing, this is what the pasuk means when it says Lametzeach al Yonas Elim Rechokim. The David Michtam, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishash Nisrachu Simanea, Nasis Kiona Ilemes. The moment that those things that belonged to Yehuda were gone, right, she saw that they were gone, right, she became a quiet a dove that has no speech, right? No, a quiet dove. That's an Elam, right? Elam is someone who can't speak. And her proofs were gone. The David Michtam, what does that mean? She asked him in a dove, Shaya Mach Vitam Lakol, right? The David came from her. Yeah, that he was mach, which is lashon of onov, and tam is like Yaakov ish tam yoshev olim, right? Perfect and complete. Davar acher, another. What else does that mean? Michtav, michtam. What does that mean? Shaisa makaso tama, that his maka, right? His injury, which is reference to the mitzvah, that's an mitzvah to injure ourselves, which is bris mila, was tama, that David was born mahol, right? Sorry, the shanola shu mahol, that David was born without a bris. Dover acher, what else? Michtam, what does that mean? Kishem she bekatnuso hikten atzmo. Just like when David was young, right, he went to learn by someone who was obviously a Rebbe, he went to learn Torah. So Kach Begadluso, right, so too by Mishpi Boshas, right, the Gemara says elsewhere, I forget where it is, but Gemara says elsewhere that David, anytime he made a decision, he would say, yes, Mishpi Boshas, my Rebbe, is that good? Is that a good psak? Is that a good pshat? I mean, he never paskin in front of his Rebbe. Even later in life. Okay. V'yishalcha el chamel lemor l'isha sher elalo ani anochi hara. And that's when Tamar tried to prove to Yehuda that it was from him, right? She didn't want to say it out loud. She said, these items belong to the person, right, who was with me. Fatimalevi Mimar, so the Gemara just says, why didn't she say it straight out? So again, a pretty well known Gemara. Amar of Zotra Bar Tuvi, Amar Rav, Amrele, Amar of Chana Bar Bizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Amrele, Amar of Yochanan, Mishim of Shimba Yochai, Noachal, the Adam Sheepul, Atzmar, Latoch, Kivishana Esh, Val Yal bin Pnei Chavirum Biravim. Better to be thrown into a furnace, right, into a fire, than embarrass your friend in public. If she would have been like, it was you, right, that would have been embarrassing. But she sent it in a secret way, so in the sense that Yehuda could have been like, oh my gosh, these are mine, right, and she didn't have to say it beferish, and he could probably, he could either weasel out of it or tell him to stop the execution or whatever, right, he didn't have to, in the end, again, Yehuda admitted, but she didn't have to say it beferish, which would embarrass him. Minolan, how do you know this is true? From Tami Tamar, who was, again, she was going to be killed, right, she didn't want to embarrass him. Okay. Hakir, no, she said, recognize these items, please. Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, Behakir, recognize these things. Biser La'aviv, they told his father, meaning Yehuda's father, Yaakov, about, right, that's a reference to Yosef's, when Yosef tore his coat. His ketonis pasim and dipped it in the goat blood. They said, "Hakir na." They said, "Please recognize this." Right? It had chayas b'niim, haksonas b'niim lo. Right? Recognize this. Is this your son's coat or not? And b'hakir bisruhu. And so too, right? They told Yehuda about, again, that was before this whole story. And then later, right, when they told Yehuda about his items, that's Bisruhu, they told him that he was actually with Tamar. And Behakir Biser, and Yehuda told his father, the Ksakana, the quotes of Pazuk here. Okay. Right, and the Gemara just, elaborates. Behakir Biser, Hakir Na, Ksonas Bnehi Imlo, and Behakir Bisru, right, Hakir Na Lemi. Right, again, that just quoting the Pazuk in there. Na, what is Na? What is please? Ain't not a lashon bakasha, right? That's already, she's asking, she's pleading with him. Amrelei bevakasha mimcha haker pnei boracha vel talim yinecha bimeni. Please realize, think about a kosh baruch hu. Don't hide your eyes from me, right? Don't kill me for no reason. Vayakar Yehuda v'yomar tzad kami meni. Yehuda realized and saw it, that she is correct, right? She is right. She's more righteous than me, or she is righteous and she's pregnant for me. Wait, Yosef, right, what happened by Yosef? Shekidah Shem Shemayim B'Seser. He was Mekadah Shem Shemayim in private, right, with Eishes Potiphar when he refused to be with her. So Zachav Osifalo Os Achas. Mishmo Shal Gosh Baruch Hu. So he was Zochah to get one extra letter from Hashem. Tekhtiv, the Pazik says, Edus Bi Yosef Shalom. Right, that says Be Hosef, right? That's a puzzle in Dylan. Right, Be Hosef. So they added the letter Hey. Yehuda, but what happened by Yehuda? Shekidah Shem Shemayim before Hesia, right? He was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim before Hesia when he admitted, right, about what he had done with Tamar in public. Zachar Menikar Kulo Shmo Shal Kosh Baruch Hu, right? He was merited to be Zocha, to be named entirely by Kosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, right, the name Yehuda has Yudkei Vavkei. Right, obviously, now, Enechanami, that was obviously beforehand. Right, that was before. This is not Yehuda, meaning by Yosef, they added a hey later, right, after he did this. Right, Yehuda obviously was named Yehuda way before this happened. But Pasha says that's it's nevuah, because what did Leah say? Right, Apam Odes Hashem. This time I will thank Gosh Baruch Hu, right, for having a fourth son. So she called him Yehuda. So she didn't have to call him Yehuda with all those letters. She could have called him Mode or Ode or Modim or something like that. So again, Yehuda, right, again with Ruach HaKodesh, where she was able to kind of reference this future righteous action by Yehuda. Came with Jehuda v'amr tzarkim yimani yotz tabach kol v'amra atay tzal da tamar v'shnei b'nei amina or chayecha shani matzil b'zchuz v'shlosha mibanecha amina or. As soon as Yehuda said tzarkim yimani that she's right, that Tamar is right, so Abaskol came out and said, you saved Tamar and her two future sons, right, because she was pregnant with twins, from the fire. So I'm going to save, Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to save three of your future descendants from the fire. And my ninhu, right, famously, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, saved from the flames of Nebuchadnezzar. Tzadka mimeni. she is tzadka, she's correct. Mimani is for me. Well, how did Yehuda know? Enochanami, that she's more righteous, that she didn't embarrass me, fine. But maybe she was with other people, with other men, and maybe the child of their children is not from Yehuda. So Yasta Baskol v'Amra Mimeni Yatsu Kvushim, right? Baskol came out and said that the Baskol was actually Mimeni. I mean, that Yehuda said Tzaka, right? And the Baskol came out and said Mimeni, right? It's from Yehuda, and really what it means is Mimeni, mean from me. Akash Baruch Hu said it's from me, right? The Yatsu Kvushim, right? These things kind of came about. V'lo Yasaf Ola Data, and he didn't stop being with her. Amr Shmuel Saba Chamua Derav Shmuel Bar Ami Mishmei Derav Shmuel Bar Ami. Kevin Sheyada Shuv Ein Lo Pasak Mimena. Right, once he was with her once, when she knew that everything, when Yehuda realized that everything was Mina Shemaim and it worked out, etc. Shuv Lo Pasak Mimena. Right, he didn't stop being with her because the pasuk says over here Vlo Yosef Ola Data, because he did not, he did not stop being with her. Did not. And this is over there. Kol gadol v'lo yasaf. Right, that's by Maimon Har Sinai. Right, there's a great noise that didn't stop. And we see that yasaf means stopping. So v'lo yasaf. Oh, he didn't stop knowing her. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rashi on the Chumash quotes two different possibilities: that either he didn't stop or he didn't continue. But the Gemara here seems to imply that he didn't stop. Okay, we'll stop. Speaking of stopping, we'll stop with the two dots. And we'll go on to Avshalom. If you remember the way we quoted a Bryce that talked about all these people who were afflicted with the gifts, right, that they had. So we're going to talk about Avshalom tomorrow. It's Hashem. Right, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and a good night.